This episode is made possible by my Patreon supporters. For the multi-tier, a huge thank you to Taryn C, Stephanie E, St. Peaches, Earl B, and Christina N. For the Tao tier, a huge thank you to Bonkers and Carlo C. And for the Anita tier, a huge thank you to Jordan, Roman J, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Brizo, and to our latest Anita patron, Hannah. If you want to become a Patreon supporter, just head over to patreon.com/tabbytabbypod and pick the tier that best fits your interest, so you can get early access to episodes, updates, and exclusive content. Once again, it's patreon.com/tabbytabbypod. Hello, and welcome to Tabby Tabby Podcast, the show that talks about Philippine folklore and sometimes other Asian legends. I am your host, Ethan, and I hope you're doing okay. We are currently on hiatus and I am very sorry for the lack of updates recently. Life hasn't been kind, but we're pushing through and that's all that matters. So enough of that, and let's head over to the episode. Today, for the 8th episode of The Call of the Orient, we travel to Japan to discuss this strange village. To reach this village, we must go through the Inonaki Tunnel. The historic Inonaki Tunnel is regarded to be one of Japan's top 3 haunted locations. One of its mysteries is whether or not there was an Inonaki town at the end of the Inonaki Tunnel. The old tunnel was built during and after World War II, presumably with the help of the POWs or prisoners of war. It was finished in 1949 and replaced by a new tunnel in 1975. Driving from one side of the mountain to the other became much easier and faster as a result of the latter. The old road was no longer used and it quickly became a highly dangerous passage with all of the curves, high mountain sides, and lack of maintenance, so it was shut off with sturdy steel gates from both directions. Since the 1990s, rumors about this Inonaki village have circulated in Japan and on the internet. According to legend, everyone who enters the settlement will die violently. This story also mentions a quote-unquote official sign that says, "The Japanese Constitution is not in effect past here," implying that you enter at your own risk. Kawabana.net also said in their article that the village is said to have been isolated from the outside world since the Edo period, and because of that, the government treats them as a special reservation. If you are foolish enough to go in there, you are entirely on your own, and no one who has entered has ever escaped alive. This mysterious Inonaki village is said to be located somewhere around the Inonaki Ridge in Fukuoka Prefecture, some 100 miles north of Nagasaki in Japan. There have been countless debates about whether or not the Inonaki village is real. Some articles say that it's a made-up village. However, from 1691 through 1889, there was an actual Inonaki village. It eventually merged with a neighboring Yoshikawa village, which joined with other locations over time, and today's Inonaki village is located in Miyawaka City. It's a very genuine spot, however, it's not the legendary Inonaki village we are looking for. There was a lot of folklore about the Inonaki village. One of them is how the village got its name from the word Inu, which means dog, and Naki, which means crying. This folklore apparently was about a man who killed his dog because he couldn't get it to stop barking. Shortly after, the man and his entire family were murdered. Apparently, the reason why the dog was barking was that he just alerted his master to the impending danger, which we can assume here was about the murder. Another legend holds that when the Inonaki Dam was built, unscrupulous representatives from the local energy company simply barricaded the houses of residents who didn't want to sell or move out. When the dam was completed, they were allowed to drown in their own homes, and today, their souls linger in the neighborhood. These stories were most likely inspired by a terrible murder that occurred in the Inonaki Tunnel. Because it was an isolated location and was rarely utilized by traffic, the tunnel was a favorite hangout for gangs. The story goes as follows. A criminal gang murdered factory worker Koichi Omiyama near the tunnel on December 6, 1988. The gang had asked for Omiyama's car. They grabbed him out of his car, brought him to the tunnel, and executed him when he refused. They then set fire to Umiyama's body, and that killed him. Fortunately, all of the offenders were apprehended shortly after, and they were all sentenced to life in prison at the trial in 1991. And because of these stories and legends that's been passed down to generations, it was used as an inspiration for the 2020 film, Howling Village, where a young psychologist visits an infamous haunted and cursed location known as Howling Village to investigate the disappearance of his brother and uncover her family's dark history. So, is the Inonaki Village real or fictional? Most likely, it's not true and was just a made-up story that went viral on the internet. But who knows? There is only one way to find out. And that is it for the 8th episode of Call of the Orient. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned something new. If you'd like to suggest a topic for other Asian countries, please feel free to send a message. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or you can always become a Patreon member and get cool benefits. Just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. You can also donate via GCash if you're feeling generous. Info will be listed on the show notes. Once again, thank you to my patrons for sponsoring today's episode, and to you, my dear listeners, thank you so very much for supporting the podcast. Please stay safe. I appreciate you all. This has been Ethan, and thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next week to discuss more Asian haunted locations. Bye!